Y94 Morning Playhouse.
The world famous, incredibly talented
Zero Rat and Maggie in the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Y94.
It is 8:25 in the morning and 32 degrees here at the Playhouse Studios. Y94 is the number one hit music station. We are Zero and Rat and Maggie in the Playhouse. Good morning. Today in Fargo, Moorhead, cloudy a little bit here, sunny a little bit here. A high this afternoon of 46 degrees. So not chilly, but it will certainly not be as warm as it was yesterday afternoon. It was like mid-60s at one point yesterday. Beautiful afternoon yesterday in Fargo, Moorhead. Today, not quite that, but not bad either. So about this time yesterday, we were chatting about how next week will be the return of a segment we've done a couple of years in a row now that is called, kind of affectionately here around the studios, BUWTBFTH, a very inaccurate acronym of Break Up With Them Before the Holidays.
I still can't say it.
We squeezed out just as many letters as we could. I'm pretty, like, break up we have as two words. Before, I think we have as two words. To create BUWTBFTH. You can't remember it?
BUWTBFTH.
There you are.
Yes.
You got it. The first year, I had a hard time. Mm-hmm. And now I kind of got it down. I got it figured out. BUWTBFTH. Break up with them before the holidays or the holiday breakup. Now, basically, the idea is as you get closer and closer to the holiday season, it gets more awkward to break up with somebody because you can't do that around the holidays. But if you're really not into them and the relationship's going to be done soon anyway, you don't want to spend that time with their families and buy gifts and exchange gifts. It's just the whole thing's awkward. And I was digging through, because I promised I would, through the archives of this. And I found one from last year with Katie and Ryan that I thought I would share just pieces of. So, already remember.
Yeah.
So that you know what you have coming up the next couple of weeks on the show. So when we first talked to Katie and we were like, well, why is it that you would want to leave this guy? Here's kind of what she had to say.
Rewind! Rewind!
As heard previously on the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Tell us about the relationship, the guy, and what got you to this place.
Well, I feel like I should start out by saying that Ryan really is a good guy, and if it wasn't for his family, I think we probably could have worked out, but his family is just way too much for me.
How so?
I think the word I would use is intense, especially his mom. We've been together for like a year and a half, and already every time I see her, she's talking about marriage or grandchildren and pressuring him to propose to me. And as great of a guy as Ryan is, I think when you marry someone, you're getting married to the whole family, and I don't want to marry that family.
So is there other things about his family that you don't like?
Oh, it's a long list. I mean, not only is his mom really pressuring us and getting into our business and talking about marriage and babies, I just think the whole family's a little loony.
How?
They're always in our faces. They're in everyone's face when it comes to religion. And I do feel bad holding that against them. But when I'm sitting at the dinner table with them and she's telling me that Jesus wants us to give her grandchildren, it freaks me out.
So you understand that what we want to do here is to connect the two of you on air, and then you would then tell him that you want to break up with him, and there's nothing wrong with him, it's just entirely for his family.
Yes.
Okay, why would you want to do this over the radio, and why would you want to do this the day before Thanksgiving?
I think the reason I want to do it before Thanksgiving is obvious. I cannot spend a holiday with those people. I absolutely do not have it in me. I cannot do it. And I think the reason I want to do it on the radio is, to be honest, he really is a good guy. And I don't think I could actually do it myself in person. And I just think everyone eavesdropping is the thing that would force me to really go through with it and actually do it.
So that's why she wanted to take part in BUWTBFTH last year. Now, a couple of things to point out, because I did have to kind of, I chopped this up so we could just play pieces for you. This occurred the day before Thanksgiving. The day before Thanksgiving last year. Also, when we first got Ryan on the phone and we told him, your girlfriend wants to talk to you, he thought, because of something that had happened between them, he had been under the impression that maybe she was pregnant. And so he was excited because he thought he was going to be on the radio to hear about how he's going to be a dad. Yes. It got that awkward.
All right, great, guys. Hey, Katie.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, what's up? Why are we on the radio show? Are you dropping a bomb on me that you're pregnant or something?
You guys aren't going to help me with this at all?
Mm-hmm. We can. It'd probably be better if you did it yourself, though.
Yeah, come on. What is it?
I'm not pregnant, Ryan. And I really do care about you a lot. And I really do think that you're a really good guy, but I don't see this working long-term with us. And I don't think that I can give you what you're really looking for. And I think it would be better if we were just friends.
Wow. Okay. That's different than I thought this was going to be. Okay, why? I mean, just why?
Well, it's less you and it's more your family.
My family. What's wrong with my family? I mean, they're a little goofy, but every family's like a little crazy.
Ryan, honestly, you're seriously such a great guy, but your mom is always talking about us getting married and having grandchildren, and I'm not ready for that at all.
So you're breaking up with me because you're afraid that I might propose to you?
That's one of the reasons, but I just know that your family isn't a family I would be comfortable in. I'm so sorry, Ryan.
Wow. Okay. Well, sorry to disappoint the radio show, but this isn't going to be some drama-filled plea for me to get you back. That's your decision. All right. I wish you good luck and find somebody that treats you as well as I do. I'm sorry that you would have had to put up with my family for 3 to 4 days out of the year, but, you know, that's your choice.
I don't know what else to say, Ryan. I can't do it anymore, and it wouldn't be fair to you for me to pretend like I would be happy as part of your family. I would never ask you to choose between them and me, so I feel like I've made the choice for you.
I think what would be fair to me is if you talked to me about this face-to-face. I mean, that would be fair.
I don't know if there's any last words here at all.
I thought this was like a happy surprise. I thought Y94 was like, hey, girlfriend's private, congrats. Okay, great.
Katie,
I don't know,
Ryan.
If there's... Is there anything you kind of want to end this with him? Is there any, like, final words you have for him? Katie?
No, I mean, there's only so many times I can say he's a great guy.
It's not great enough to overcome my
Thanksgiving
family.
Dinner, having his entire family in my face, talking about how we need to get married and how we need to have kids and how I need to join their church. I'm sorry, Ryan. I honestly thought it would be better this way.
Yeah, and the day before Thanksgiving, that's, yep.
Is this done? I really don't want to be on the phone with him anymore.
So that
is why I hate this.
That is what breakup before the holidays is. And we have our first one of the season next week. And again, if you didn't hear us talk about this yesterday, they follow kind of the same format every year. We do a couple of them, and then we're like, oh my God, we should never do this again. And then we don't do it the rest of the season. And then the next year, we're like, oh, this person wants to do it too. Okay. What's the worst? That'll be fine. So that's kind of how that goes. And next one, I forget if it's Tuesday or Wednesday, but it's next week. Yay. You look like you just want to get up and leave.
I do. It's so painful. Like, I don't even know these people. But when I sit here and listen, it's like, oh my God, I just heard his heartbreak. Like,
let me ask you this.
What?
And we'll take a break after. I just want to know your answer to this question. Totally honestly.
Uh-huh.
Think about it. Would you rather spend something like the holiday season, something that is for families and giving, with somebody that you know you don't want to be with anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather have an uncomfortable conversation a couple of weeks before where you say, you know what, it's not working. Why would we spend this time together? Have fun with your family. I shouldn't be a part of it.
Well, obviously before, but I certainly would not do it over the radio. Like, these people are crazy.
Well, I wouldn't either.
Exactly. But I would rather have the uncomfortable conversation.
Yeah.
See, I'd wait.
You would?
I'd wait because no matter what, there's going to be an uncomfortable conversation.
Yeah, but
either it's there or your family going, what happened?
But do you want to sit through an uncomfortable holiday dinner knowing that this isn't going to last?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're crazy.
I'm thinking, why not do it on Valentine's Day?
Oh, God.
I mean, people have such high expectations of Valentine's Day. If you do that on Valentine's Day, you've given them the gift of every Valentine's Day after that being a lot better than that one.
Hmm.
Or you're just going to hate that holiday forever.
No, you've given them a gift.
Roses are red.
Think about it.
Violets are blue. I'm sorry, this is over. I'm not going to see you.
Oh, yeah. God. Really?
Maybe you could get that on like one of those little chalky heart things.
No.
I think you should consider. Think about it. Passenger Let Her Go, Lana Del Rey in a couple of minutes. Final song, Beatdown, Celebrity Sizzler, Gaga as well.
Zero, Rat, and Maggie in the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
It's always something that makes me smile. It's always something that makes me laugh. And it's always something that makes me happy.
Y94.